Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is, it's Dr. Drew, everyone.
Imagine that.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest is the band Papa Roach, who should be in here momentarily. So, Drew, let's see. I was in Jamaica last week. You were somewhere. Then you were on the East Coast. Then the week before, I think I was in New York.
Yeah.
We've probably seen each other maybe 2-3 days out of the last 3-4 weeks or something.
Did you notice?
Nope.
Me neither.
That's good. Not at all. You know what happened? I had an interesting experience before I left the house today.
Yeah.
I took a nap today. I took about a 45-minute nap.
Shock.
Yeah. But you know how, about one, for me it's about one out of every 20 naps I never wake up.
Yeah, you
never wake up.
Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah.
Something gets in your bones.
Yeah.
Something,
yeah,
through your doctor.
Yeah.
Something infests your marrow.
Sure, that's it.
It feels like something got into you, and that's it.
Beelzebub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not right. I mean, that day, whatever you have left on your plate that day, forget it. It's done.
That's today.
That's what happened.
I can see it. Yeah,
I took a nap at like 7:30. I woke up at 8:15, and right. But it was like 9:15, and I thought, geez, you know, maybe I ought to go at myself real quick before
that would solve our problems.
It's like the old Jewish enema joke where the doctor says the patient's dead. Give him an enema. It wouldn't help. He's dead. It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
It's that way. I thought, what could it hurt? It couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
So I started at myself with an eye on the clock because, again, it was, 9:15.
Oh, that kind of pressure. Can you perform?
Oh, no problem. I can get one off in an elevator in a two-story building.
Oh, my God.
I really can.
Oh, my God.
Write that down, Drew.
I'm so glad you're back.
So the point is I'm going at myself, and the phone rings.
Oh, yeah.
And I think to myself, oh, Christ, what's going on here? And, once in a while, you have this, you screw with yourself when the phone rings.
Yeah.
Like, you go...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to get that. Then it rings again, and you go, could be Santa,
yeah.
Could be someone, someone, something.
Right.
So I pop up, and I go in and, run into the kitchen with the pants around the ankles. I grab the phone, and it's like a bad connection. A guy called me from a cell phone. Cousin Jeff, who's not really my cousin, he's like 15 times removed.
Papa Roach fan wants to come in tonight.
I didn't even know what he wanted because I hung up and I never picked up the phone when he called back. But the point is I waddled back to my den, pants around the ankles.
Your purpose.
I thought and got back up on the horse. I thought, Jesus Christ, why is it whenever you're going at yourself and the phone rings, it's always some nonsense or something, some idiot, some guy you don't want to talk to, somebody. And then I paused for a minute and I thought, well, who do you expect? You know what I mean? You're beaten off in your den, the phone rings. Who's it going to be that you want to talk to above whacking off? And I thought, who is that? I mean, who would it be? How short a list is that? And there isn't. What the answer is? Nobody. No, I mean, unless it was...
It says a lot about your life, though, Adam, that nothing takes priority over masturbation. Nothing.
It could have been...
It could have been Aunt Lou calling about your mom.
Oh, that would have killed it. That would have killed it. No, how dare you? How dare you bring up Aunt Lou?
Now that's going to screw with you every time you're doing this.
No, it will not. Oh, my God. I know, and I was, I just thought to myself, who, listen, I learned a very valuable lesson. Who did you think it was going to be? And then I was walking down the car and I thought, the only acceptable answer to, who would be worth answering the phone for would be my Farrah Fawcett poster from 1979. If somehow
she called,
the poster picked up the phone to somehow call and enhance the experience.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying, though, Troy.
Yes, I'm just glad you're back.
I know it's happened just a thousand times.
It's just amazing how I feel immediately connected to you, like we've never been apart.
Good.
Just,
all right.
It's like taking a big just handful of something you haven't eaten in a long time. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's what it tastes
good, like. Good,
like
fecal matter.
Yeah, I haven't eaten that in a long time.
All right. You're all juiced up tonight, and I suggest you relax just a little bit.
I just got off an airplane like 20 minutes ago, and I'm had a run through the airport.
All right, O.J. Well, slow down.
Yeah.
Would you? Because I'm in a funk tonight. I'm out of it. My bones are tired.
I know how disturbed you get when I'm like energetic. very insulting to you.
Yeah, well, I'm scared you're going to start singing. All right. I guess I think Papa Roach is here, so what we'll do is we'll take a couple of phone calls and then we'll go to break. Nicole?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Yes, I am. First, I just wanted to say hey to Papa Roach.
Yeah. Well, they're not quite in the studio yet, but I'm sure they're people.
They're listening. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell them I think that they're extremely awesome. Okay. My little problem is that a guy that I'm very interested in, and he's not really my boyfriend, but I'm really interested in him. He went to Las Vegas about 2 months ago, and he tried ecstasy for the first time with some of his friends. And then he came back, and he really liked it. So now he started doing it more often, and it would go from like every week to a couple times a week. And I don't know. I don't like him doing it, and I told him that. And he's like, "Well, if you can show me some proof that it will do stuff to you, then maybe."
Well, why don't you log on to the National Institute of Health website?
The National what?
Institute of Health. There's a guy named Ron Leshner there who. Is Mr. Ecstasy, and he knows everything about that drug. And
that was my name in high school, by the way.
There's tons and tons of vivid information now about what this drug does. But what you can't prove to him is how many times before you necessarily have long-term consequences.
Oh, yeah. I heard it. Is this, or maybe it's acid that does stuff to your spine, but...
No, it damages the brain. You don't have to get any further than that. And that's the most important instrument in your body, and it affects primarily the mood centers and the memory areas, and it doesn't seem to be reparable at a certain point.
All right, Nicole.
So good luck.
And listen, how old is he?
21.
His glue is dry, brain is dry.
You're 16, baby.
Uh-oh.
I graduated from high school a year early. I just graduated, and I'm...
Yeah, he's 21.
How'd you graduate a year early?
I had enough credits and stuff. I did dancing, the drill team, and cheerleading and gymnastics. I don't know. I had a lot.
Oh, well, that's it. You're on your way.
That you college too?
That fake wooden gun you used in drill team is going to come in handy real soon. Yeah. All right, baby. What are you doing? Going to junior college?
No.
Just stand back and think about it.
Hold on. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm working right now, but I'm going to college next fall, and I'm doing community until I go to college next fall.
You're going to community college.
A lot of people going to community college now because it is so damn hard.
So you are going to junior college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't she say no when I asked her she was going to junior college?
I haven't started yet. But.
Yeah, I can smell junior college. It's all over you, baby. All right, good luck in life.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Well, the guy's 21. He's getting into drugs. Here's the deal, everyone.
What a catch.
Yeah, if people are doing stuff, you're not... Hey, and let me tell you, whether you graduate high school a year early or not, big difference between 16 and 21.
Absolutely.
Think what you were doing at 16, Drew, and what you're doing at 21, and you're a puss. Do you know what I'm saying?
At 16 and 21.
When I was 16, I was, in high school and, fairly straight arrow. At 21, the wheels had come off the wagon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I was the Marquis de Sade of North Hollywood. Big difference. I mean, you know what you're doing at 21? You're going to Vegas with your buddies and doing that.
You're not
doing that at 16.
You're not dating 16-year-olds, though.
No, I'm not. Lord knows, I wish I could have. Is that Leah?
Yeah.
Leah, you're 14. What's up?
Well, ever since I was, like, in the sixth grade, people have thought I was, like, gay or a lesbian or something. And,
Are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And
no problem then.
You're gay.
What's the big rule?
It's because I don't date. And
you're 14, man.
I know, and I don't know, but I even feel like I'm not old enough, or I know I'm mature enough to date, but I feel that I'm not old enough.
Good for you. Take your time. There's plenty of time.
Yeah, and people think I'm gay or
no, like, they don't. Hold on a second.
I used to
hear what?
Huh?
What?
I used to carry around a picture of Marilyn Monroe, and that's really how it all got started.
How dare you?
Oh, that's ridiculous. that's absurd.
Listen to me. Listen, Leah.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second. You not dating at 14 is...
Yeah.
Who the hell knew? When I was 14, I didn't know who was dating and who wasn't, and it didn't make you a lesbian.
And that's when you were 14.
That's true. That was in
really,
really
long time ago.
Yeah, it was in 1928. Yeah. We're just finishing World War One.
Yeah, Grover Cleveland, we're just stepping out of
that's right. All right, hey, listen, Leah, why do you carry around a picture of Marilyn Monroe?
Well, I don't anymore because she's like my idol. She's
what kind of school do you go to?
I went to just a regular middle school.
Not a tiny little school with a small town or a parochial school.
No, listen.
I wonder why people are getting into your
business. They don't care.
They don't.
Leah is clinging on to this because it's the only identity she has.
Is the person that people make fun of?
That it's something.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it's something to complain about, right?
What?
All right, Leah, you got to get a life. Nobody cares what you're doing.
Right. Don't worry about what other people think so much.
I know, but it's not.
Listen, not only don't worry about what other people think, other people don't think.
Right, get into your own stuff.
They don't care that much.
Yeah.
People make passing comments. People like to screw with other people. How much time are you actually spending on that, though?
But you know what I'm saying?
It's
a great message to give people, but if you look at late adolescents, that's all they're preoccupied with, is being sort of accepted by their peers, and that whole process.
Her having a picture of Marilyn Monroe, who was not known as a lesbian, and not dating does not make people think she's a lesbian. Now, she may do other things that lead them to believe that, and I don't know if she's doing that or not. I don't label this as a problem, though. Michael?
Yeah, hi, Adam, Dr. Drew. Yeah, my question is, well, your screener told me to tell you guys that I'm having problems with giving oral sex to my girlfriend, but that's actually not my question.
Yeah,
well
that's how the screening process works.
It's a beautiful process. It really
shut up, you idiot. People call this show sort of a blank slate, and then our screener feeds them questions.
I would like to hear what his question actually is, though.
I don't like him already.
I do. Michael.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's the question?
Okay, well, the question is, I was talking to my buddies, and they told me that if you blow air into a woman's vagina, she could die.
Asshole.
There has been one reported case of this, where air gets into the pelvic vein and actually embolizes the lung, but that would be, we'd report it in the medical journals.
Drew's biological mother passed away.
Apparently it has happened. Okay?
Okay.
Enjoy, Michael.
Don't worry, you're not going to be down there too much, Michael.
I hope so.
Michael, how much of that have you done in your 17 years?
Not much, but I plan on starting pretty soon.
All right. Me too.
Yeah, not much would be zero.
Thank God we got a long weekend coming up. But first thing Wednesday, I'm right on it.
All right, good for you, Adam.
All right, Michael. I can hear his voice. He's got a tough row to hoe. Why is that? You picturing the guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Got allergies.
Corbin?
Yeah.
You're 26.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my wife, we just married about a month ago, and we've been living together since October, and around March, it was a little after my birthday, she was having some pains, and we'd gone to her family doctor, and we asked, well, is there just like a remote chance she could be pregnant? And we've used condoms, anyway, she...
Corbin was a jukebox that kick him, you know?
Yeah.
Him going. All right, Corbin, well, go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Doctor did one of the...
Hey, Corbin?
Immediate tests and said that she was pregnant.
Is pregnant.
She is pregnant. Well, she said do a blood test and all that, and... Also, I got one of those home pregnancy tests, which said negative, and...
Hey, Jerome, I'm going to go take a leak, all right? Just get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, all right, go ahead, go.
All right, so we don't know if she's pregnant or not. What's the question?
Well, I mean, is there anything outside of pregnancy for her not to have had a her period since March?
Yes, lots of things.
I was waiting for the band to fire up.
Hold on,
three, four... Like Xavier Cugat there.
Lots of things. But certainly the number one, two, and three possibilities are pregnant.
I put him on hold because he has such a bad phone line.
Yeah, that's why. And and there are many, many other reasons, and that certainly warrants evaluation. Everything from medication to weight loss to excessive exercise to mood disturbance. You name it, it can affect the period. And at 3 months, that's still not a long period of time to be without it. The endometriosis, ovarian cyst, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, so what should
they need to go back and keep getting the workup done. They ruled out pregnancy, now they need to go rule out the other possibilities.
I thought the doctor said she was pregnant.
I didn't want to go back and revisit that history. It was too painful to get out what we got from him.
I understand. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take one more call, and then we'll go to break. Karen?
Wait
a minute.
Roach.
I'm sorry.
That's it. We have no other questions up here except Papa Roach questions.
Hey,
guys.
Well,
hey.
Then we'll take a break, and we'll bring the band in. What do you say to that?
All right.
We'll be back after this. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Long Beach Dub All-Stars will be in here tomorrow night. Always a good time. Tonight we have Papa Roach, David Buckner, and Kobe Dick are both here from the band.
What's up?
We have the whole band here, so we'll bring the other guys in and do our usual Loveline rotation because it's not a very large studio.
Are we going to play the song this segment?
Yes, I think I think we will. Yes. The song is here. Everyone is doing their job, and I got to say, a big response for the band. Lots of phone calls, lots of people hanging around out front, and for Loveline, that's a
remarkable
huge outcry of excitement because we have big bands in here all the time, and nobody's out front waiting for them, and nobody calls up and wants to talk to them. Sometimes when we have a fairly decent-sized band and we don't really get any phone calls from them or for them, I feel kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
I feel bad for the band.
Yeah.
You're all, oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah,
because, I mean, if you sold a few million records, you've been around for 10 years, and you're sitting here, and the phone ain't ringing.
Yeah.
Or it is, except for the guy got his nuts caught in a blender. He's not really interested in hearing what the motivation behind the last CD was.
Oh, man.
All right, so good. Papa Roach is here. We'll talk to the guys, and then we'll hear something off the CD. I know you guys were over at K-Rock, which is the mother station, and you had to drive cross town to get here, so we forgive you. Warped Tour is what you're in the midst of. We're just talking a little during the break. Green Day's on that. Boston's, who two bands I love, by the way. Green Day, I was thinking, you know, I don't even know if I like the guys in Green Day, but man, what a trio.
Yeah, they're cool. Man. They rock. Actually, we've been befriended those cats in the past few days. They've been pretty cool to us, you know, so.
I'm not saying they're a-holes. I just don't know them.
I never
talked to them too much, but whenever I see them live, I'm always impressed.
Yeah, they rock. They blow it up.
Their drummer's been setting his drum set on fire every show now.
Oh, jeez.
So, pretty cool.
It must be good then.
Oh, true.
Fire equals good.
That's right. And Long Beach Dub All Stars will be in here tomorrow night. And of course, our beloved Boston's are on that tour. And who else are we missing? Who did I forget?
There's a band called Snapcase on that tour.
Yeah, one of our favorite bands.
Luna Chicks, TSOL, like an old school punk rock band.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Suicide Machines. Yeah, Suicide Machines. So this is a plethora of bands.
And
Kobe, would you say there's a plethora of bands on the tour?
Yes, there's a plethora of bands on the tour.
And how long are you guys on the tour?
We'll be on it till July 20th, and then after that we are going out with Korn, and we're going to open that. We're going out with them and Power Man 5000, so that's going to be an awesome, off-the-hook, buck-wild, nutty tour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably get in some trouble, to tell you the truth.
I could imagine. Oh, I wonder if Korn is slowed down a little. I don't mean that in a bad way, but they've had some success. You know, the guys are married, most of them. They seem, I saw them at the Anaheim Pond or whatever a few months back. They put on a good show. But, I mean, I just wonder if they mellowed out in their personal lives a little bit.
You never know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, there you go. That's right. Monkey and head have to go to bed when the streetlights come on. All right. I think we're going to hear ourselves a Papa Roach.
Right now?
Well, why are you acting so surprised?
Well, I thought we were going to call Nensa.
But all right, fine. All right, well, then we'll take a question. Then
there's tons of questions for them up here.
All right. Brian?
Hey, what's up?
You're 18.
Yes, I am. I had a first I wanted to comment on the show. I think it's been awesome. I haven't been listening to it for all that long, but I think that there are a lot of people out there with some screwed up heads, and Adam and Dr. Drew, you guys are really pointing them in the right direction.
Why, thank you.
So keep up the good work. You guys are doing awesome. And second, I have a question for the awesome band Papa Roach. One of my friends named Mike is really into you guys, and I am too. He let me borrow your CD, and it's awesome. I'm going to go out and get it now.
Cool.
But I had a question. One, what are your greatest influences? I know that's really a generic question as far as bands go, but what are your greatest influences? And also, for the guitar player in the band, what did you use to get the sounds that you used on the song, oh crap, I can't remember the name of it, Last Resort?
Oh, Last Resort. The guitar player isn't present.
Yeah, Jerry's not actually in the studio right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but...
Oh, wait, he's knocking on the door right now. He wants to come in and answer the question.
No, but, pretty much like our influences, we listen to like Faith No More, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then for me, you know, I write the lyrics. So a lot of it's like trials and tribulations of life. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like a writer, you know, and when I put down my words, I'm like feeding from my life or people around me, you know, so it's kind of like my counseling.
Pretty much like the band, I think, like we all listen to like a lot of different kinds of music. I mean, but like, you know, definitely Faith No More, like as a band, we can agree that that band has influenced all of us, you know, equally the same. So
what did you listen to when you were like 10?
When I was like 10?
Poison.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like big Guns N' Roses fan. Guns N' Roses and Led Zeppelin.
It just sort of strikes me that whatever age you are, you have to listen to whatever's going on when you're like 9, 10, or 11. I mean, you don't really have much say in the matter.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to pick up the LA Weekly and catch some underground show down at the Whiskey or something. And especially when you're not living in, let's say, L.A. or New York. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, Drew, you got the Beatles, let's say, and that's it. I mean, did,
oh, man.
No, I mean,
Doors,
you got Count Basie, I mean.
Oh, man.
No, what I mean is you were, born in, 19, what is it?
23?
No, seriously.
58.
All right, so, like, when you were 10, it was 68, right? So... You got
the Summer of Love.
You got the Doors and you got the Beatles, and but that's about it.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I mean, all good bands, but you didn't have a choice.
Right.
Whatever was on the radios, whatever you got, whatever your parents had.
And his music was not fractionalized. That was it.
Right. You guys were 10 in what year?
Oh, man. So
good. A while ago.
I can't do math.
Like 86 out of 10.
Yeah, so the point is you got Poison and you got Twisted Sister.
Yeah, I was like a backwards
kid. I want to rock! And that's what you got. You didn't have any choice. That was on the radio, and that's what your buddy said. All right, we will listen to a Papa Roach song. Is that true, Anderson? Yep, got that queued up there. And then we'll come back, talk to the band, take some questions. This is Last Resort.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I can't breathe. This is my last resort. Cut my life into pieces. I recall every thought. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I can't breathe. Do you even care if I'm not bleeding?
Yeah, it would be Papa Roach off of Infest, which is the name of the CD, currently out, and you can find them on the Warped Tour, and then, as Kobe said, out with Korn and, was it Power Man 5000?
Yeah, that starts July 21st.
Good times. All right, we will also, we'll hear another one from Papa Roach before the night is over, but we'll get back to the phones. What are you waving at? We're not hearing another one? Hold on a second. Didn't you say you brought the CD and just not the jacket? You got
with
two.
Oh, two singles.
Oh, you brought two singles.
They're only here for the first hour, is what you're saying.
Oh, there are... Hold on a second. Anderson. Ann, grab the mic, would you, please? Are you guys here just for the first hour?
We'll be here probably till like 11:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, it's fine. You know the thing, and I got to tell you, you fans who listen to the show understand that you hear things in real time.
It is actually happening now.
As I hear them, you hear them. God forbid I ever find out a band is leaving early or we're not playing another song. I'm just as surprised as you all are whenever it is you've heard it. Drew. It happens all the time because people come in here and they're right in the middle of a tour and they got to do some AM radio show tomorrow and they got to get up at 6:30 in the morning, and lots of bands come in here and they stay for the first hour and they cut out at 11 or 11:15 or they stay a few breaks or whatever, and we're always cool with that. I never find out
until
they're leaving.
see you later. Yeah. No,
this is the earliest I've ever found out. And that's only because I brought up playing a song in the next hour. I think that's what got me into trouble.
Now, hold on, and
be fair. Be honest now. If I hadn't brought up the song, when would I have found out that Papa Roach...
They were going to stay longer because they arrived late.
They were going to stay longer because they arrived.
They are staying longer because they arrived.
No, but Adam would have found
out early, as they walked out.
Adam finds out everything late in the game, but he appreciates that.
I know, but I assume that everyone who comes in here is staying for the length of the show until told otherwise, but I never get told otherwise until they're leaving.
People have such a good time that they end up staying the whole show anyway. So
you
why
never know.
You're leaving.
No, I know. I'm fine. I won't say it over the air, but it always happens where I'm sitting in here and I go, well, we'll be coming back next hour with Duran Duran. They'll take your question. Then someone goes, no. And I go, what? All right. That's fine. This is real radio.
Communication breakdown.
That's what makes the show so fun.
All right, baby. Okay. That's fine. Stephanie?
You're not real Adam.
Yeah, hey.
You certainly are. You're 18. What's up?
I just wanted to ask a question to Papa Roach. I seen you guys about last summer and in Stockton, and I thought you guys were totally rad. I've been infesting ever since then. And I just want to know, like, what's next for you guys? Because, like, to me, you guys are, like, all the way up there already. It's like stardom. And so, like, what do you guys think is next?
That's it. You're right. Drugs and a fast free fall.
Whoa!
Hopefully not. We've seen enough behind the music to kind of maybe learn from that lesson.
Yeah. A lot of VH1 specials, so we've learned some lessons. So those will pertain in the long run.
What do you think we're going to do?
I
think...
Is it like another CD in the mix?
Well, of course, definitely. Right now, we're concentrating on touring.
Yeah, pretty much like we're going to be touring on this record probably until into next year quite a bit. So, and then after that, well, we're writing new stuff on the road right now as we speak. So, we'll hopefully have a quick turnaround on our next record and hopefully it'll be good. And then you can go out and get it and we'll tour on that one.
Oh, cool. Do you know about any of the tour dates with Korn? Like, when you guys are going to be in California for those?
I have some tour dates here. You're joining them July 20th, did you say?
21st, I think.
Yeah, 21st.
Oh, 21st. Okay, because then we got the Warped Tour.
Yeah, I think there's a show in Bakersfield sometime on that tour, but I'm not sure. If you get on PapaRoach.com or one of the Korn sites or something like that, I'm sure you can, eventually in the next couple weeks, the dates will be posted.
Yeah. Okay, right on.
All right.
Our Korn date's already on www.poprips.com, so you can check that out.
All right, Stephanie.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Lily.
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah. What it is every time, like, I've only had sex three times, but every time I have had sex and every time I, like, masturbate, after I climax the first time, I don't really feel compelled to try again. because I hear that people can, like, climax many times during sex, but after the first time, I feel like I'm done. And I don't know if it's a physical thing or a psychological thing.
Yeah.
Poor Lily.
Join the rest
of
the
planet. I'm usually the same way myself.
Yeah.
One and I'm done.
I would make the bold declaration that I'm going for four before the first one. And then it's like, oh, jeez, I'm disgusted. I got to get back to work.
I don't fall asleep, but...
Lily, look, unfortunately, you're sort of measuring yourself against something that is not physiologically normal for you. Okay. Some women don't have a refractory phase, and as such, they also maybe don't have as intense an orgasm as you do and don't have big refractoriness happen. What you have is normal for you,
yeah.
And most women are like you. And the fact that you're even orgasming at all at 18 means you're ahead of the curve. Really, seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just for your fine.
You're having an orgasm with intercourse?
Yeah.
Like you're way ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
Way ahead.
You're doing fine.
Really? Right? I didn't know that.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Like that?
Well, most 18-year-old girls don't have the orgasm with the intercourse.
Hmm.
Yeah, but the 14-year-olds, I make them come like, oh, I know.
You dirty birdie.
All right.
Unacceptable.
Hi, Lily.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good. Hey, Drew, that was interesting, as you were saying, you know, sort of magnitude.
Yeah,
we never really talk about that.
It's not in the literature, but I suspect that that's true.
So you got this theory, and I'm forming this theory, too, that there's sort of so much in the orgasm tank for a woman, and either it all comes out in one, or they do it in a few, they
slowly
section it off,
four or five.
Like 25%, yeah. 25%, 25%, they have four, or they have one big 100%er?
I'd rather just have a big old 100%er,
yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, I could break it off into 50-50, I think, depending on, you know, what kind of night I was having.
No, I think my maximum record, I think, is like five.
Well, yeah, after five in a day?
After we've been on tour
in
the course of one session with another person.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, that's...
And I was like, that was hard.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I hope you tipped her. You tipped her right for that.
I think after being on tour for like a month and a half and then you come home and you see your old lady, I think it's just like, whoa!
Yeah, but you know what's weird? I haven't done too much of this, but
okay.
Once in a while I'll go like a day and a half, 2 days without you know, having that myself. And... the first one, it's almost like I gotta get out of the way so I can really get
like
the good stuff.
Load, like
just it's like whatever it is, I gotta just get it out of the way so I can get to the good one, which is the one that's on deck.
Right on.
The one that's
the one on deck.
Now, this is if I've went like a week without.
Oh, right. Have you done that?
When I was
submerged with your in a coffin or something,
his hands were under a rock.
I was horribly burned when I was in the ninth grade, Drew. No. All right, not a week. I may have exaggerated, but like I went to Jamaica like a week ago or something, right, Drew?
Yeah.
And I don't know, with the travel and the whatever, and I went like 3.5 days or something, which for me was a personal best. And the first one didn't even feel it. You know what I mean? The second one, that's the one I had to get to. All right, Drew, what's up?
I want a break.
All right, we'll be back with Papa Roach after this. Love line. I'm Adam Kroll. That is Dr. Drew. Dave and Kobe both here from Papa Roach. We will, is Kobe's mic on there, Anderson?
Check. I'm here now.
There it is. All right. We will hear something else. I now have confirmed off of Infest the Papa Roach CD. But we won't hear it just yet. First, we'll get to the phones. Karen?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Like, me and my friends, we, like, all went to a rave, and one of my friends had taken some angel dust, and she had, like, passed out. I guess she took, like, a lot, and I just want to know, like, what does that really do to you?
It messes you up.
This is PCP she was taking, right?
Huh?
PCP?
Yeah.
Really? How is that? Is that around?
Yeah, it's around.
Is it popular?
It comes and goes, and... It's funny, I was doing some research this weekend on overdoses on some of this stuff, and PCP doesn't normally cause that kind of somnolence, though. Are you sure that's all she took?
I'm not sure, but I know that she took that. She, like, met some guy, and he had offered her some.
PCP,
hold on.
Angel dust. She smoked it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she smoked it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the sort of... frightening effect is it can cause your muscles to dissolve sometimes, called rhabdomyolysis.
Let me just
clog up your kidney and be a big mess.
Hey, don't you get the feeling that Karen is sort of using angel dust as sort of a...
generic term,
Just hard drugs or something?
Yeah. Do you know... Do you have?
How does your friend even know what it was?
Huh? Oh, well, she does drugs a lot, so she knows.
I see. She's awake now and said that's what it was?
We went like 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, like, my friend had saw her pass out. He said that she, like, blacked out. We had, we'd taken her home, and then I went to my house, but she went to her house, and I don't know what else happened after that. I just want to know, could that, like, mess her up, like, later on?
Well, PCP in a big dose doesn't usually have a lot of long-term consequences, right, provided you survive it.
Where do you figure she's going to be doing that 10 years from now anyway?
Yeah.
Heading up some Fortune 500 company or pretty much just turning tricks?
There's no doubt she's doing other stuff.
What's she
doing
anyway?
How much for an hour food coat?
What does she need her brain for, I guess, is my question.
There's no doubt she's doing other stuff that is actually more toxic to her brain and long-term.
Karen, why are you swinging with her anyway?
I don't know. She's like my best friend.
What are you going to do? I know, that's a bitch. My best friend was a murderer when I was 13. But what do you got to do? You got to stick with him. He tried to kill me 6 times. Killed a few of my family members, but we were pretty tight. You know. Hey, do you just get assigned best friends? You get the drug addict. You get the prom queen.
I got him.
Yeah, but he's a rock star.
Yeah. Back when I first met him.
Yeah, that's true.
And I still hung out with him, see?
Yeah. All right, hey, Karen.
I didn't smoke PCP, though.
Well, I know.
Karen,
of course not. You got to hang out with other people.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. I also have a question for Pop Roach.
Yeah?
What's up?
You guys are, like, so awesome. I have your CD.
Thank you.
It's, like, so cool. And I just want to know, how did you guys meet? Like, how did you guys start to be a band?
Well, we were just, like, bored kids in a town. We're from a town called Vacaville. There was nothing to do except be delinquent, crazy, wild children. So, and we were all into rock and roll, and Dave was like, hey, cool, want to start a band?
Yep.
And I was like, okay. And it just grew from there. You know, we were just kids geeking out in the garage, and then just kept going with it, started playing teen centers and doing that.
How many years ago was this?
93, so like 7 years ago.
Yes.
And then like in 95, we started playing clubs, and it just like grew from there. It's like we, you know, built a fan base and started playing down here, started, you know, doing really well, and got label attention, and here we are.
What year did you graduate high school?
I graduated in 95.
Uh-huh.
I was 94.
Yeah, kind of nice. Yeah. Oh, man.
It's cool, though, because all my friends are graduating college right now, and I, like, went to rock and roll college pretty much. So they're all graduating, and they have their thing, and I kind of, like, graduated rock and roll college. So now I'm, like, I got my job on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be, I swear to God, I wandered aimlessly for 10 years after high school. It must be
what
nice
am
to
I
going to
do?
God, I was this close to join the Coast Guard Reserve.
Like, no!
10 times.
No!
Yeah, and I'd see those commercials at 4 a.m. It's like, yeah, weekend every other month. Doesn't sound too bad.
Go get seasick once a month.
Yeah, once in a while I got to bust a few guys for bringing in a kilo. What the hell? That's all right.
Pickled up yourself.
Corey? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah?
You're 13 there, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Hey, hey guys, I got a question. I just got something to say as Papa Roach.
I know.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you for a while.
Cool.
I got your CD.
Cool.
And one of my friends is your biggest fan.
Cool, man.
Yeah, his name is Kevin.
Oh, cool. Tell him what's up.
Hey, Kevin.
Right on.
The smart man?
Yeah.
What's up, Kevin? How you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's good time.
Well, I got a question. Since I was like, my penis is, like, really small,
mm-hmm.
but my balls are, like, really big.
Yeah,
that's the Corolla syndrome.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I have the same syndrome also.
Dare you, Drew.
Don't ever ask Kobe to show you his new belt buckle, because you might just see it.
You know, my friend Ray used to call that move the turtle. Is that where you grab the sack and pull it up over?
Yeah.
Pull it up over what you got. It was great at parties.
The thing is, Corey, you got lots of time, but you lots more growth ahead. Corolla's been sort of committed to this.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
No,
your voice hasn't even changed yet. You know, not everything's done developing.
Don't worry. And listen, if things don't work out, you're going to have a sack reduction because it's all relative. I mean, the huge scrotum makes the penis look even smaller. I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like taking a big SUV and putting a shopping cart wheels on it.
It's not a sack.
It's a relative thing.
It's a sack lift.
Oh, sack lift.
Sack
right.
Lift.
That's
nice.
Right. Yes. Sacrilistus.
So your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
Well, I mean, seriously, what you'd like to see is the penis hanging past the sack.
That's the goal, right?
Other
there.
Than that, when the penis doesn't hang past the sack, it looks like an old rabbi, you know, where the scrotum becomes the chin and the penis is the nose,
oh,
and the pubic hair would be the hair on the head. You want that. All right. I'm going to see if I can have mine cinched. Nana Roach.
Nana Roach.
Oh, my. That's my
Dan's
grandma.
Yeah, they call me Nana Roach.
Nana,
what's up, Nana?
Hey.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry for all that sack talk, Nana.
Yeah, my grandma.
Sorry, Grandma.
She's listening. We're talking about scrotums.
It's nothing new. I always listen to your program.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm 65.
Wow. Well, you're right in our demo.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Nana sounds 24.
Are you David's grandmother?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you must be proud.
Oh, I'm very proud of all of them. I want to say the congratulations, you know, to them. And I'm very happy for all of them, not only for my grandson, but for all of them as a group.
Now, you must have known all the guys.
Oh, yeah, they used to come down my house, and I would make breakfast, big breakfast for them. Tortillas, handmade tortillas, beans with a lot of cheese.
You're Japanese?
I'm Mexican-American.
Well, let me tell you about the Mexicans and the food.
Santa Monica.
Best food. Except for they don't vary that much. Like, hey, what do we have for breakfast? Beans, tortillas, cheese, and beef.
That's
okay.
Right.
What's for lunch? Beans, tortillas, cheese, and beef. And let me guess, dinner. Might we have some beans and tortillas? Maybe some melted cheese with that?
Don't forget about the carne asada, man.
It's just beef and beans.
Right.
Every meal, though.
Brown and proud, baby.
And then once in a while, they throw you that flan curveball. That's dessert. We got Jell-O with honey melted on it. All right. Hey, now are you? Do you like the music?
Oh, I love it.
She comes to all our concerts.
I come down to the Troubadour. They used to. I don't know if they're still going to, but I used to go and see them, and you know, I love the music, and I go with it too.
Wow.
65, and I jump up just like anybody else.
Wow. And now are you retired? Are you
I'm
home?
Retired. Yes.
And as Papa Roach, his grandpa, is he around?
No, he's upstairs. He's home at my son's house.
He's upstairs in heaven, or he's upstairs taking a crap?
They live in the apartment.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
He doesn't get around too much. He's got a prosthesis.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. It's okay, though.
But I was so proud when my boys used to come over. I call them all my boys because they're really good boys.
Wow.
Papa Roach, the group.
And you are...
That's my grandson, the youngest one.
I don't know how to make us breakfast.
That Cousin Roach?
That's Cousin Roach.
All right. Wow. Well, hey. Well, thanks for calling in, Nana Roach. Hey, this is a first for Loveline.
Yeah.
Never had
tomorrow,
a grandmother call in.
I will be at where they're going to play tomorrow.
Hey, bring some chilaquiles.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you bring some beans and some tortillas and some cheese, and we can make breakfast, lunch, or dinner for the band. It doesn't really matter.
For the whole Warped Tour.
I'm going to make them tonight, so they'll be fresh by tomorrow.
All right, Nana Roach.
We love you.
Okay.
Hey, I love you, Grandma.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
All right. Wow. Now, see, that's the kind of support I wish I could garner in my family.
Oh,
my God. Talk about it. Let's just talk about a contrast. You want to know contrast in support with family. I had my entire family, grandparents, everyone, sitting around a table once. And I know I've told this story, but it always cracks me up. Mom wanted to know whether she should get cable, and the entire family argued over why she should or shouldn't get cable. But the fact that her son had two shows on cable was never a factor in the conversation.
Oh, man, no love.
Talk about humiliating.
By the way, the overwhelming consensus was no.
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my mom's like, $22.50 a month. I don't know how I justify that. My grandma's like, well, there's some good stuff on A&E. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
What about me?
Where's the beans and the tortillas?
That's right, man.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back after this. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Long Beach Dub All-Stars will be in here tomorrow night. Always good to see those guys. Papa Roach is in here tonight. Dave and Kobe are in here. And, geez, we should rotate Jerry and Tobin in here.
Actually, they don't talk.
Adam, they took off.
Oh, yeah. Hey, screw them.
They left.
Did they?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you guys?
They're pretty quiet.
They're like the quiet ones, so they just figured.
Oh, that's fine. I thought they were going to be pissed.
I'd rather talk.
Yeah, screw
them. I'm a loud mouth.
Listen, they're out of the band. Me and Drew are in.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Christy?
Hey, Adam. Hi, Drew. I'm Papa Roach.
Hello.
First, I just want to tell Papa Roach, like, how much I love you guys. Like, Glass Dessert's, like, my favorite song in the world, and I just don't want everything else out when I hear it. It's that good.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
And I just, like, wanted to know what you guys' inspiration was for it, because you sing it, like, so emotionally, and I, like, wanted to know, like, maybe what happened in your life to, like, inspire you.
Well, pretty much the song is not about me. It's about a roommate that I lived with when I was in, well, just got out of high school. And it was pretty much like an unstable situation. It was me and him. We were pretty like, we were partying down a lot, you know, smoking weed and drinking and, you know, pretty unstable kids. And he had a big guilt trip with a girl and he got really depressed and went through this whole situation of contemplating suicide, you know, and, you know, coming. It's the song has like a positive edge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids can connect with it and they feel like instead of like succumbing to it, it's like overcoming it. And, you know, when people connect with it that way, I think it's, you know, we really appreciate it, you know, and I'm glad it is portrayed that way instead of succumbing to it.
Christy, does this have some meaning for you?
It's just, I don't know. It's just the song. It's so powerful. I don't know. I just love it.
You just like the energy of the song?
Yeah, I think sometimes people, like, even though maybe the song isn't about them, it might be somebody that they know, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's how that maybe they can connect with the song.
Right on.
Okay, thank you so much for answering my question.
Rock on, girl.
Ready? Yeah.
You know, I just had this thought. Drew, you had the same experience with Jefferson Starship's White Rabbit, and that was Airplane.
Airplane,
1969, when you're doing ELO. A lot of hallucinogenic drugs.
Yeah, Airplane, ELO.
But here's the thing, you know, it just struck me, because I've been screwing up lyrics and meanings and stuff for songs, you know, my whole life, but just like everyone else has. But it doesn't really matter. Like, if you have a feeling in this song, even if you screw up the meaning of the song, brings out this feeling in you and you like it for that reason,
yeah.
Even if you put the wrong meaning to it, it still means something to you.
It still
brings it out.
Yeah, it's like open to your own interpretation.
Yeah. Right.
That song's pretty blunt, though, lyrically. It's pretty straightforward. So.
Well, you should be able to figure it out, but a lot of our listeners smoke a lot of pot. But I think they tap more into the energy and the emotion than the lyrics sometimes. David?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, what's up?
I'm a big fan of the Man Show. It's great.
Oh, yeah,
the Man Show.
Thank you. Yeah. Sunday night, Comedy Central, 10 o'clock, new time.
Girls on Trampolines.
That's right.
Yes, you love it. I love it.
I had a question for Papa Roach. I was wondering when you guys were planning on going back to the... like recording studio and making a new CD?
Well, actually, we are in a recording studio in the back of our bus, pretty much. Dave's got a V-drum kit, and we've got a guitar and some little effects, you know, for the bus and a four-track. And we've been riding, you know, on the road constantly. I stayed up last night. Me and Tobin stayed up last night until, like, 3 in the morning, you know, just jamming. So, you know, we're constantly riding, but right now we're just going to concentrate on touring, you know, because we got, there's a whole world out there. It just ain't California, you know what I'm saying? Not just the United States, but, you know, Japan.
Yeah, and we still, like, got more songs off this record that are going to come out, so.
How much new stuff will you weave in? I mean, if you come up with a new song and you're out on the road and you like that new song, will you try to weave it into your set?
Yeah, maybe down the road, you know, after we've been on this album for like maybe a year, but right now we're just totally concentrating and stuff. Like, we'll work with stuff like in soundcheck, you know, when we get a chance. Right now Warped Tour has no soundcheck.
Yeah,
but when we're doing our own headlining set, you know, we can work out stuff.
Yeah, because right now, like, on Warped Tour, like, you only get, like, a half hour, so we can only play, like, 7 songs, you know? So we're kind of sticking to, like, you know, just our main...
And no sound check, huh?
No sound check.
We got a sound man on the road, so he knows how to dial it in real quick, you know? Plus, well, they sound check, you know, pop, 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 boom, 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 but we can't get up there and run through songs, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wanted to be that guy who smacks on the drum. Usually when we're making our on-stage announcement, you know, before they turn the stage over, the guy's whack, whack, and you're the only one who can hear his drum, you say. All right, let's talk to, oops, let's see here.
You got there four?
Oh, you want four? All right. Val.
Hi.
What's up? You're 15.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm so nervous. Okay, first of all, Adam and Julie, you guys are both teenies.
Thank you. Did she say geniuses? Or if they're teeny penises?
I think she said teeny penises.
All right.
You suck.
Damn you.
And for Pop Road, how old are you guys?
I'm Kobe. I'm 23.
And I'm 24.
And the rest, that's all?
Oh, and then the rest of the guys, Tobin's
57.
Right, and Jerry's 105.
Jerry's, yeah, 105.
Oh, okay.
Divided by 4.
105, tomorrow, yeah. Birthday coming up.
Do you guys like all six?
Do I? Well, would they?
Yes.
Can we answer that one?
I love it.
That's good.
All right, Beth.
Do you guys, like, write your own songs, or?
Yeah, we're all original.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, Val. You doing a report, or you got something coming up at school?
Five facts about Papa Roach.
Sherry Direction.
Are you guys, like, married or have girlfriends?
I am married,
and I have a girlfriend. I just want to say one thing real quick. Andrea, I love you.
What's up, Kelly? I love you too, baby.
I don't want to offend you guys, but I love them as well.
Okay, all right. You can love them.
Sure, I love
them. I'll show you a picture. I'll give you some Polaroids.
Can you guys say that you love me too?
Yes.
Oh, we love you, too. We love you, too.
I love you guys, too.
All right, Val.
Can I get your autograph?
Hey, Val, stay in school. Study hard.
Yes.
I am.
All right, babe.
Please.
I see trouble down the road. I picture...
She was like, what, 15 or something like that?
15. I saw a picture like looking at like a shopping list and putting checks by it. A write own songs, check. Oral sex, check. Married, check.
We're going to like run into her at a show.
Oh, yeah. Tanya?
Oh, man.
Hi.
You're 18.
Right.
What's up?
First, I want to say, Papa Roach, I love you guys. You guys are so talented.
Right on.
I want to be a groupie.
Right on.
Sure. You can do that. Anyone can be a groupie, can't they?
I don't know.
Well, I'm a groupie. You're a groupie?
Grandma Roach is a groupie. She's 65.
Yeah.
Anyways, I had a question. I think I might have been the victim of a date rape drug. I wanted to know what the symptoms were.
Well, you tell us what happened.
You mean the drug or the rape?
I mean, like, I don't know. I went out.
Did you, like, pass out or something?
No, there's just this period of time that I cannot remember what happened. It's just gone from my memory.
Were you using a lot of alcohol?
Yeah, I was.
All right, so that's a typical alcohol blackout.
What period of time?
I don't know. I don't remember. I remember getting into a car with this friend.
Yeah, I know, but are we talking about 2 hours or are we talking about 2 days?
Oh, probably hours, not days.
Well, people can be in an alcohol blackout for weeks.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I did that show from New York. I was at blackout.
I know you were.
Yeah, but I think...
Live on the air, blackout.
He was in a blackout. Are you kidding?
He's all...
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I think there's something sexual involved, though. I'm not sure.
Why?
Because, I mean, this is kind of embarrassing. My bra is missing. I don't know. It feels weird.
Maybe you were abducted by sex aliens.
Maybe.
Kind of blackout at your age is frequently a sign of alcoholism, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you're an alcoholic at this stage, but that the disease may be lurking right around the corner.
Is it common?
Blackouts?
Yeah, like
exceedingly common.
Oh,
but,
if you drink enough,
they're common. Yeah, but they're common. They're it's also a sign that you're drinking really a lot. And
I don't drink excessively.
Well, you did that night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Tanya, let me ask you a question. Was this a spare bra that you kept with you, or was this the one you wore out there?
No.
Yeah.
It was the bra I was wearing.
I went out, and when it came back, I was missing a jock strap.
Shut up.
I'm still looking for that.
Right. Yeah. And so...
Put a bounty out on it.
Is there a family history of alcoholism here?
Oh, no.
All right. Well, listen, easy on the booze.
Don't drink so much.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. We haven't had this conversation in a while, but you women, when you get drunk, the wheels really come off the wagon. I mean, you're all over the place. Drew's wife has a couple of those Red Bulls and
Red Bull vodka.
Vodka, yeah,
oh,
she's all over the place.
Silly.
Skirts pulled up over the head, she's dancing all about. Okay, now, here's my point. I'm telling you, like, the guys I know, well, listen, I know a couple a-hole guys, they get drunk, they get into fights and stuff, but for the most part, the guys I know can drink, like, you know, 18 beers and basically be all right, just effed up, but sort of them.
Well, they have a tolerance by that time. 18 beers, they're like...
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about women. Guys know this, and that's why the guys buy you drinks, and they want to get you effed up. And if you're going to keep drinking, they'll keep sliding them down the bar, and then eventually they're going to come in for the kill, and you're not going to be in good shape. So understand that strategy. I hate to give it away, but you got to know your limits, especially when you're a chick. Mark?
Martin.
Yeah, hey guys.
You're 20.
You called last night?
Yeah, what was that?
What's up there, Mark?
I just had a question. Last time I did call, it was probably about 2 months ago, maybe a little less. And I haven't done it much, maybe 7-8 times. I was wondering, though, I have a drug test coming up.
You're in drug test?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry?
Really?
How long does it stay in there?
Why? Blood's, what's the other kind?
I thought it was like 6 weeks or something like that.
It can be. I've never seen it go that long.
Right.
But it could be in a chronic smoker, but somebody that's been exposed to it 7 times in their life, and their last use was 2 months ago. No way.
And also, is there any truth to the myth about drinking like cranberry juice?
Yeah.
Well, that's good for your urinary tract, right? And your kidneys cleans you out a little.
It just dilutes things, maybe. But you got nothing to worry about. The important thing, if you want to, the one thing I guess you could do to try to, take away any added risk. Make sure you don't lose weight and don't exercise vigorously the day before because the stuff is stored in fat.
Yeah. And as a doctor, I think you forgot to mention, start smoking.
Yeah.
So no exercise.
Yeah, smoke cigarettes. It'll
be better. Pack on 20 pounds. Start smoking.
No.
Thank you, doctor.
I do exercise from time to time, but I mean...
Whoa. You're playing Russian roulette, buddy.
You know what? I think you never make this
recommendation,
but Mark, you need to start smoking pot. Mark, you're way too uptight about this. Come on, relax. It's going
to
be fine.
And what job are you looking for anyway? Are you going over to Target or something? What is it?
Something like that.
Yeah, some crappy job?
Yeah.
So what do you care? Give me a worst-case scenario. 10 years from now, you're not managing the thrifties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares? All right.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, the worse the job, the more tests you have to take to get it.
Yeah, true.
I mean, here's the thing, as I can tell with the drug tests, they're at the top of the job spectrum and at the bottom. The middle, they don't seem to be testing. Like, everyone who calls in here... is Walmart. They're going to get a job over at the Walmart in the detergent aisle or something.
I used to work at Walmart, man.
Yeah.
So I'm bad.
Did you have to take a drug test?
Yeah, I did.
Right. So it's like either peon at Walmart or commercial airplane pilot.
But it's where
it doesn't seem to be the in-between jobs. Don't seem to have them.
But you know, it's some intuitive sense, though, right? It's where you're entering the workforce. If you have a track record, then you're okay. You know, not worrying about you so much. You've met with work. You've met with growing up. And when you're entering the workforce, we don't have something to compare. Look, we don't have a history to look at on you, so we got to sort of get a slice of you into
it. Yeah, I don't think that's why Walmart is doing it, though. I think Walmart's just doing it because they can. I mean, because when you're 18 and you're broke and your folks are throwing you out of the house and you're desperate and your tail's between your legs, you'll do anything.
But even if the kid's, like, really, really paranoid about it, isn't there, like, a variety of products out there that can, like, if he, like, takes it, whatever, like, before the...
Yeah, but I don't typically promote those products.
Yes.
What are they? What's some good ones?
And there are... There's something... Oh, what I read about just the other day. It's had a great name, like Urine No More or something.
I know. Tommy Chong endorses one of those products.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal, guys.
Your last wait.
But here's the guy. We have ways of testing for adultering agents. So if you're messing with your urine, we're going to know it. And that is a... For him, that would not be a cool thing. Right. His urine's going to be clean.
Yeah.
And he shows up with an adultering agent, and they go, hey, what the hell's going on here?
All right. Trying to cover something up?
Is it better to do urine than hair?
Yes.
Yeah, well, because hair, it stays in your...
Hair takes a lot longer. Yeah. It's kind of unpredictable. It's really hard to...
I got a hair drug. They actually found pot in my hair. I mean, it wasn't that the hair actually...
They're seeds.
I had a dye bag on my head. I bent over to tie my shoe, and a bunch of pot fell down on the ground.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was tough. Terry?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I just want to say, Papa Roach, you're tight, and Kobe... Thanks for giving me the discount on that shirt.
Oh, right on. Cool, man. Now everyone's going to be asking for discounts.
Kobe, give me a discount. No. Hey, guess what? I was thinking about no. But then I realized no.
Yeah, I'll play back next concert.
No, that's cool. Forget about it, man.
Well, what was the story, Terry?
I just went up to him because I only had $7 and the shirts were $10.
And I just asked them if they can. I was pretty mad, and I was just like, man, I'm mad, and I can't get a shirt because I only have $7.
I probably had to pay the other $3 because I got on the bus, and they were like, Kobe, why are you giving deals? Damn it! And I'm like, oh, I'll pay the other $3.
Yep. All right, Terry. Thanks.
My question was,
oh, you got a question, yeah?
Yeah. My question is, what inspired you to write Broken Home?
Broken Home is about my father, me, and my family. Like, my parents got divorced when I was, like, 7, and pretty much, like, I didn't contact him for 12 years, and that was, like, a big void in my life, my father not being part of my life. And this song is kind of, like, summing it up and, like, trying to fill that void. You know, when I went and contacted him and tried to, like, establish a relationship, and I realized, like, he loves me and I love him, but he really hasn't made a big effort to become part of my life. And if anybody's listening and knows my father, Rick Shaddix, tell him to call me. Tell him to get a hold of me.
You haven't seen him? You still haven't seen him?
No, I've seen him. I saw him, like, in the last year and a half, but that was, like, the first time in, like, 12 years. So pretty much it's touchy subject. I just got a tattoo representing. I got a Burning House tattoo.
Do you think he's ashamed? I mean, like, if I left my kid alone for, you know, a bunch of years, and then my kid tracked me down, like, 10 years later, whatever, I'd be, like, ashamed.
Yeah, he was. He felt bad. You know, we, like, went on top of a hill, you know, drank a beer together, and, you know, we cried, you know what I'm saying? And pretty much, like, his father did the same thing to him, so he kind of didn't, you know, he didn't know better, you know, and, like, he was just living his own. He's a Vietnam vet, so he's kind of a recluse. And, you know, so dealing with that situation, you know, trying to, like, straighten, like, he's got probably a lot of issues in his head, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I mean, so he left the family when you were 7.
Yeah, my mom pretty much left him because he had a drug problem.
And then how many years went by before you contacted him?
12.
So now you're 19, you get hold of him.
Yeah.
And he's still living in the same town, or how are you able to find him?
Well, I don't know how. My mom had an address, and I wrote him a letter, you know, because I just kind of, like, wrote him off, you know. I just was like, you know, and it was like things like pain bottled up, about to blow like a gun. It's like a word or a lyric in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it just, like, every 6 months or so, I'd just blow up, you know, I'd be crying, you know what I'm saying? To this day, it still, you know, affects me, you know, and, like, I don't know how to deal with it, you know. I just figured, like, maybe writing a song, you know, that I could, like, expel this, like, emotion, you know, and it still is something that it's hard for me to deal with.
And
why are we here, Broken Home?
All right, well, that's one hell of a transition. Here it is, Broken Home.
Broken Home. Broken home,
That is a broken home. Ooh, from Papa Roach. We just had an uplifting conversation about suicide, prison, drug addiction,
Vietnam. Yeah.
And the Vietnam War.
And now you shared your stories.
Oh, that was hell. All right. Well, see, I never really did the math, but if your father was going to be in Vietnam, you probably would be about 25, right in that age range now. All right, well, anyway, we don't want to go down that Ho Chi Minh Trail too far.
No.
Depressing.
You ever seen the movie The Big Lebowski?
No, I never did see that.
You got to see it.
You got to see it, man.
Hey, you ever heard of Jesus?
You ever heard of Vietnam Dance? Or whatever. I forget the name.
I keep hearing it's good, and because I hear it's good, whenever I catch it in the middle on HBO or something, I change it because I don't want to ruin it.
You see the whole movie.
That's what I'm thinking.
All I gotta say is Jesus is the best character in the movie. He's got the dopest monologue. It's so funny.
Well, we gotta get Jeff Bridges on this show, by the way, because I saw him.
I heard that again. That was from the PI people. They were saying he was dying to do the show.
I saw him at the Playboy Mansion 3 weeks ago, and he ran up to me and he told me how much he loved the show and he wants to come on.
Yeah.
And later on, I talked to his publicist a week later. No, they said he was drunk that night and wanted to drive over to the studio.
And that's what the PR people told me.
He wanted to go on the show that night.
No, the producer said, we were with Jeff Bridges and we had to hold him back. That's the night we held Jeff Bridges back from driving to your studio.
Yes, they actually... Well, that's the show is so immensely popular that big stars actually attempt to make a break for the show and they're tackled by their publicists and producers.
No, you cannot go.
Think about what you're doing, man.
And that's why you never hear them.
You'll hate yourself in the morning. The
publicists prevail.
That's right. All right, we'll be back with Papa Roach after this. The Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Who's that, the Offspring?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, it was
great.
It looked like noodles.
Oh,
I thought they're
talking about band members there. Dave and Kobe are both here from Papa Roach Infest. It's the name of the CD. The guys got to get up early in the morning, so we'll just do one more break with them, and we do appreciate you guys hanging out longer.
Thanks for having us.
Anticipated.
Appreciate it very much.
Our pleasure, and like I said, just a huge outpouring of love from the Papa Roach fans tonight.
What's up to the fans?
Right, man.
We love you kids.
Andrew?
Yes, sir.
You're 28. What's up?
Well, I want to say Papa Roach, you guys rock.
Right on, man.
Awesome. All right.
Cool.
Adam.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk straight. Dude, you have no self-control whatsoever. All you talk about is, like, masturbate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just talk about whatever it is I happen to do.
Well, I think because Adam isn't in a band, he has to have a release.
Right.
That's his release, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know, everybody needs their release, but come on, man.
What's your question, Andrew?
Okay. I won't play around anymore. I'm 20 years old. I've been married going on 11 years. And the only time my wife and I have intercourse is to have children.
Whoa.
I have kids. And I love my wife. I dated her for 5 years before we got married. I got married at 18. And she's the love of my life. There's no two ways about it. But my question is, what do I need to do? We've sought family counseling and whatnot to make this whole thing happen. And I'm, you know, like I said, I'm 28 years old and married at 18. I've learned to deal with the situation, but irregardless, I'm a man just like, you know, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
And,
you ought to take a page from my book.
And I'm not getting my 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day. So I've been waiting 3 months. So you may be shocked, but I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for like 3 months to ask you and Dr. Drew, what do you suggest I do in order to rectify this? Because
we got the question. How often do you get the sex?
About every 3 years.
Are you physically attracted to her?
What
is she attractive?
About Drew gets it every 4.5. Please.
Andrew, okay, there's something.
Like three voices in there, so who am
look,
I answering here?
Either there is something dreadfully wrong with the relationship, or okay. or there's something very seriously going on with your wife.
Well, there's no two ways about it. She was molested as a child. She has no way to have
so
vaginal stimulation whatsoever.
All right, why doesn't she... Andrew, listen. Why doesn't she get treatment then?
She says I'm a sex addict, and that because I want to have sex
every 2.5 years.
Yeah, yeah. Any more than once a year is just
two, three times a week. It's too much.
Okay, all right. But listen, Andrew, your wife was traumatized. She was a victim when she was younger. I don't know who did this to her. Was it a family member?
A dentist.
Oh, that's bad.
Interesting twist.
I just went to the dentist.
Knocked her out to feel her up and do whatever he wanted to do.
Oh, and how did she find out about this?
She doesn't know about it. That's my insight that has brought her to accept that that's what happened.
All right, hold on a second.
Oh, boy. That's strange.
Oh, and Andrew doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
He's pretty crazy.
He figured out she was felt up by the dentist, although she doesn't know about it, and how the hell did he stumble onto that?
No, that's ridiculous. That would not cause her to have this problem.
Well, if you didn't know about it,
right.
I mean, if somebody knocked you out, grabbed your boob, and then you woke up with your tooth hurting, I mean, God knows what was done to me when I was out on that chair. And whatever it is, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. But you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right, this ain't it.
So but now tune into Andrew for a second.
Andrew's got his own energy going on. Yeah. Andrew?
Okay, Andrew, I heard everything you guys...
I know you did. Fun. Why did you surmise that she was felt up by the dentist?
Only because for a routine teeth cleaning... He knocked her out.
How old was she?
She was 5, 6, 7 years old. All right. In order to have her come to, he was slapping her in the face. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Yeah. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I drew that conclusion. Now.
Okay, but let's just assume you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I would like that.
All right.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Assume you're wrong, and now let's move on to reason number two, why she's only having sex every 3 years.
Which would be the relationship.
Either the relationship or maybe something with the family, maybe something happened at home.
Whatever it is, it warrants evaluation. And I suggest maybe go in together and talk about this and see if something
comes out. Now, the marital therapist or an orthodontist?
No, marital therapist. A couple of therapists. Because this is very serious and this threatens your relationship.
No, it is. After 11 years, I would think it was very serious.
All right, but listen, Andrew, here's the deal. You're not a... What do you do for a living?
I'm a paving contractor.
Okay, all right. So you're not a therapist, and that's fine. You go in there, and you and your wife sit down with somebody who's qualified, and you see if you can get to the bottom of this, okay? But there's no use in you sort of waxing on about what she, you know, sort of hypothetically what may or may not have happened to her. You guys need to get with somebody and get to the bottom of it.
Change, absolutely.
All right?
Okay, and a family therapist?
Yeah.
A specialist? What do you guys suggest?
A couples therapist. Somebody who does specifically couples work would be great.
Okay, and spend a lot of money on a couple of people who are going to, you know.
Oh, there you go.
See, this is why she isn't having sex
right here. Andrew, it's you, buddy. You hear what you sound like?
Well, I hear what you think I sound like, you know,
no,
Adam.
It's what you sound like.
We're all hearing it. We just, you, okay, all right, listen.
What is that?
Listen, first off, you got to wear a respirator when you're spraying lacquer because it's screwing with your mind. Do you understand? Get one of those Binks ones. Number two, you called us. You told us you had a problem. It's a fairly substantial problem. We suggested you go in and get a little marital counseling.
You're
and
angry.
You come back with, spend a lot of money for some rent. You just hang up?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good luck. Yeah. I'm sure this thing's going to work.
Oh, yeah. Man.
There's the problem.
He sounds like he's pretty frustrated. So.
Well, no.
He's a terribly, terribly angry man. And boy, she's probably afraid to be close to him.
This is how most of these calls go, which is my wife is frigid, so we spend the first part of the call talking about what's wrong with the wife.
Yeah.
But the more we talk to the guy, we start thinking, Maybe. No, wait a minute. She may have a point here.
And then he's like, yeah, but I beat her up every night, and so I don't know what's going on now.
Right.
I'm not saying that's what happened with this guy.
Listen, you're getting laid once every 3 years from your wife. Whatever money you spend at the therapist, if it's $1,500
spend some money.
A minute, and at the end he sodomizes you, still worth it. And gets off in your coffee mug, worth it. Worth every penny.
But it's interesting how people, when they don't hear what they want to hear, forget it.
Yeah.
Well, and against the theory about her being five and getting a teeth cleaning over at the dentist,
impossible.
Imagine going home to that. All right. We will talk to Adrian over there. Adrian is 17. Adrian?
Hello.
Yeah. I should have known he was insane when he criticized my masturbatory habits.
Always I just wanted to say, Dr. Drew, I think you're, like, doing a great job, dude. Like, seriously, I've been listening to you the last couple of nights. You're funny and you're helpful, too, so I think, like, a lot of people should be thankful for you.
I wonder where he was listening, because I haven't been on the last couple of nights.
Huh? Yeah, I think that was Dr. Bruce.
Huh?
But go ahead, Adrian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bruce was funny.
You know, I just wanted to ask, and Papa Roach, great band.
Thank you, man.
I heard your album. It was outstanding. I got blown away.
Cool. You got to come and see us live because that's where it's at.
Yeah. Hook me up with some tickets. I just wanted to ask you one thing. You know, I was reading an article about you guys on Mean Street.
Yeah.
And you guys mentioned something about correct me if I'm wrong. You said something about your name of the band.
Yes.
You guys said that the name Papa Roach came from roaches infesting, and you wanted to kind of infest the music industry. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you if you think you're doing that successfully, and how do you feel if you are?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Actually, like, the name originally came from Kobe's great-granddad, whose last name was R-O-A-T-C-H, which is, you know, Roach. And then we dropped the T and kind of, like, took on the Roach, like, as, like, this kind of mascot or whatever. And because we feel it represents, like, you know, longevity of a species and, you know.
Yeah.
After the bomb drops, you know, and, like, there's nothing left, you know, the cockroaches will still be there. So it's kind of like a funny thing. But are we infesting the music industry? I think yes. I think we're doing that. Yeah, right now things are going really well. Plus it just all comes down to the kids, you know, like kids buying the records, kids coming to the show.
Yeah.
Like, kids really connecting with, you know, the songs, you know, like on a personal level. And I think that makes the music that much more powerful.
Yeah, and you know, that's exactly what you guys said on the interview, and it's totally true. You know, I think kids these days, you know, they need a lot of role models in a way.
Yeah.
People to look up to, and you know, it's just cool for me to just listen to an album and know that somebody's feeling the same way I am, you know?
Cool, right on. Thanks a lot, man. I'm glad you connected with that, man.
And I just want one more question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
You know, I have this problem, dude. All the chicks I get with, they turn out to be lesbians.
Oh, I have a friend the same way. Oh,
we have a friend that has the same problem.
I just like, you know, one of my friends, and you know, I find
you mean later down in their life?
They leave him for girls.
You know what, dude? And like, I feel stupid because it's like most guys, I'll tell my friends about it, and they'll be, dude, you should be, you know, grateful. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see girls like that, and I'll be like, you know, dude, I feel bad. I mean, come on. And I just feel like, you know, I feel like I'm left out because most guys feel like, you know.
How many times has this actually happened?
Dude, it's happened. Okay, let me go down. Okay, the first chick, it was like, she turned bisexual after. And then the second chick after that, she started experimenting with girls. Third chick after that, you know, I broke up with her for a month. And, you know, this is my ex-girlfriend. I broke up with her for a month. And I find out when I get back with her, you know, she's been macking off her friend.
You're gay.
All
right. these are not necessarily women being gay. This is...
How old are these girls?
Listen, if you... From what I can tell, if you're in the right... or wrong neighborhood and the right or wrong school and 16, 17, 18 these days, everyone's going in 1,000 different directions. I don't know that means they've completely embraced the lesbian lifestyle, but there's a hell of a lot of experimentation going on.
Yeah.
You need to find yourself a classy broad, Adrian. And Adrian was funny. He used the phrase kids these days. He says 17 years old. I could be talking about like 10 and 11 year olds.
call.
Right. All right. We're going to say goodbye to the band. We do appreciate them coming in and hanging out. Kobe, Jared, yes. Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You guys rock.
Cool. Papa Roach, everybody. We will take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back. Papa Roachless.
Viva la cucaracha.
Yeah, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Long Beach Dub All Stars in here tomorrow night. Boy, that's Papa Roach.
Popular.
Let's say probably the most popular in terms of calls for the band that we've had in here in a few years.
Since MXPX, I think.
Since MXPX, Anderson. Yeah, but maybe Papa Roach even more. I it seemed like, see, you guys can't see the screen here with the calls on it, but every call was for Papa Roach, and then the ones that said Nads Caught on Fire started with Love Papa Roach.
Right, right.
Nads Caught on Fire.
I've never seen somebody go through so many calls just to, I mean, just amazing.
Phone screener Jen. Yeah. Yeah. It's
crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Very cool.
Well. There you go. Kay?
Yes?
You're 30.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I was married for 9 years, and the man I was married to had a very small penis. And I dated a guy 13 years ago, and we hooked up again on an accident. We just ran into each other. And he has a 10-inch penis, but yet I can't have an orgasm when we have sex.
Good.
And I know they say it's not the size of the ship, it's the motion in the ocean. I just don't understand.
Yeah. What, how you doing otherwise?
Trying to get through the divorce and...
Yeah, so maybe you're sort of not in a place to have that kind of experience right now. Emotionally.
Yeah. Women have to go to that place. For men, that place is called the Earth.
Or the bathroom.
That's true.
The bathroom, kitchen, entry hall, porch, back of the van, whatever. Loading dock. It's really, it's called North America for the men who live in North America.
Well, he terra firma. He has this thing in his mind because he does know it's that big and so he can just come out from nowhere and that's women don't need foreplay or anything to get excited. And
all right, well, now you know what the problem is then.
Yeah. I told him, but even when I've got excited...
He sounds like quite a catch, this man. You better hang on to him with both hands.
No, I mean, he's a good man otherwise. I mean, he's a really good guy. He's financially set. He treats me well. It's just, I don't know, maybe I have a lot of stress. There was a...
He's on disability. That's code for financially set. What's he do for a living?
Well, he owns real estate property. He's a financial consultant and a butcher on the side.
Hold on a second. So he's a real estate mogul. There's a little butchering.
Tycoon.
On the side. Now, let me...
And works in a slaughterhouse.
Okay, let me see if I can put the real estate holdings into perspective here. Probably owns a trailer park, or him and his half cousin or something. It's definitely him and somebody else who's in on some sort of dust bowl deal or something. Maybe he burnt down a warehouse or something, collected on the insurance. I'm not picturing that mogul type. Let me see if we can get to the bottom of this. Okay.
He rents them out.
He has homes that he rents out.
Right. He takes care of those. And
he owns them at home?
Huh?
Does he have a partner?
No, he owns them on his own.
All right.
And
now that's his, one of the houses is his grandparents' house after they kicked off, though, right?
No, they're all his. It's bought with his money.
All right. Made that butchering, huh?
Well, he did that. He's just now starting a financial consultant. Real sure about it.
I see. Okay. All right. Big penis.
Really big.
Swings a cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Kay, here's what you need to do, and it's all right. Tell him what you like. That's fine. And in the sack, tell him you need a little this and a little that. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kay. You have any kids?
No. Me and my ex-husband, they're still going through a divorce, high custody of his nephew from the time he was an infant.
Wow.
And he sold them from me, and the court gave them to him.
Why?
Because he's blood and I'm not.
I see. Black guy?
Anyway.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying, yeah. Okay. All right, Kate.
The guy that's big, no, he's black.
Hey, what were you doing? Were you into heroin or something?
Who, me? No.
What were you into?
I used to drink, but I've been sober for 6 years.
Congratulations. Oh, you must have done some drinking, though, in that time you were drinking, right?
Yeah, when I picked my husband out, I think so.
Yeah. All right. You know, Kay is 30. She might as well be 130.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the mileage.
Yeah.
Her odometer's been turned over.
Yeah.
You get that?
Oh, yeah.
You get that vibe?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
Hard
you know,
life.
You talk to people, and people think, well, how do you know what's going on? Because you don't see the person. You don't see their eyes. You don't see what they are. But let me tell you, talking to them, you get it.
Good time.
Kay, I got that hard life. Lots of mileage and some kind of substance that was abused for a lot of years in there. All right. Let's talk to Will. Will?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I got a question. I was like sometimes, like, my girlfriend, like, she gets this, like, stuff, like every once in a while, like, in her nipples. It's weird. It's like, it's sometimes she says they get kind of sore or whatever, and it's like this white stuff, kind of like.
Will?
Yeah.
Probably milk.
No, dude, it's not that. She's only 17, too.
I understand that. It's probably milk.
Probably.
Yeah. Is she on any medication?
Huh?
Is she on any medication?
Just like birth control pills.
Sometimes that can do it. Is she anything else going on health-wise with her?
No.
Thyroid problems? I should get checked out by a doctor just to be sure there's not some sort of endocrine condition causing this.
All right, so she should go to her gynecologist?
Yeah, any doctor. It's a pretty simple thing to rule out.
Okay. Josh?
Yeah?
You're 15. What's up?
Hey, I got a lump on my penis, and when I squeeze it, a pus comes out, and I don't know what it is.
That's the head of your penis, and that pus is semen.
No, funny. No, it's like on, like... It's a little bit lower than my head. It's like in the middle.
It's like a zit, right?
Yeah, like that. But
that's like a permanent zit.
Yeah, but it's been there for months, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I used to have one of those on my back somewhere. You couldn't even really see it. It's like a little hole.
It's a sebaceous cyst, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like you squeeze it every 6 months, and something comes out of it. Nothing happens anymore.
Sebaceous cyst. Probably, yeah.
Yeah. What do you do with those things?
Well, that area, they can get infected and be kind of nasty on the penis. So, if it's still there, doctor, I'll take a look at it.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just let it slide?
You could let it slide. Hot compresses, that kind of thing.
Real fast. Russ.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
Girlfriend's a virgin, wants to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know if you're going to tear something in her?
Well, I just want to know, is there going to be blood or what?
Might be.
Might be.
Ask her if she has her hymen.
If she has her hymen. So I'm going to be like, do you have your hymen? I mean...
Well, I don't know. She's talking about sex.
Well, yeah, but we're getting in the mood, we're getting down, and then all of a sudden I say out of nowhere, just by the way...
Yeah, why don't you not wait until it's that moment?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, no guarantees, Russ, but listen, many a man has been through this. Not me personally, but many a man. So you'll be fine. I mean, maybe you'll find something, maybe you won't. Either way, you're still going to do it, right?
Well, yeah, but so my question is like, let's say she does have her hymen, you know, should I have, like, some kind of towel around in case she starts bleeding or what?
Not a bad idea.
It's always good to have a towel.
No matter what.
Yeah, I keep one around my neck. Sometimes just to snap them in the ass, you know, on the way to the bathroom. Hey, nice job.
It's also your trainer has something to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I snap in the ass. I lay in bed, I snap in the ass, and I say, the wallet's on the coffee table. Help yourself.
God.
All right. We'll take a break. Yep. Oh, there you go. That's the end of the darn show. Papa Roach. Good band. Nice guys. Glad they came in. I want to thank them. Long Beach Dub All-Stars tomorrow night, and you too, if you choose to tune in. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Well now, this is Loveline. The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Leslie One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds.